The Connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and also by First Baptist Church.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1, good morning, 8:35 on your Wednesday morning, and into talk some time, a little bit of time with us this morning. It is Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley, and thanks for coming in this morning. Short week for you guys.
You bet. It's fall break week, which is hard to believe. We're through the first quarter already, and it's beautiful weather. We're just, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, exactly, and nice, I'm sure the students will appreciate it, so that means that Friday night football will fall on Thursday.
That's right. Everything's kind of bumped up a little bit. Well, but we do have a home game tomorrow night, Thursday night. Thanks for bringing that up, Charlie. We'll be playing Bixby, and so we'll have our normal festivities going on. And I think Mr. Huff has organized all of our youth football and cheer programs we recognize, so we usually have a great turnout for that night. It's a lot of fun.
Moms and dads and aunts and uncles and everybody else that may not be coming out to the game because football is not their thing, but they want to come see the cheerleaders or whoever. So
that's exactly right. So I encourage everyone to come out and support our kids.
And just before we get on some of the other business items, I think you had an update for us on Mr. Rigdon.
I do. I wanted to update everyone on Spence Rigdon. I shared with you earlier this summer about Spence. And Spence, as a reminder, he teaches and coaches for us. Spence is teaches at Bartlesville High School. He actually works in the Bruin Academy program, which is the alternative school, which our kids are most at risk to drop out. He teaches social studies there. He's also taught at Madison Middle School and the Mid High. Great teacher for us. And he's our head baseball coach. He's served in some couple other roles for us as well, coaching, but he's been our head baseball coach for several years, been very successful. And Spence, he's a Bartlesville High School graduate, graduated from here in 91, went up to Pitt State and played baseball up there, was a great athlete for us here in Bartlesville, football and baseball. But wanted to share that Spence, I'd shared with you this summer that I guess it was the end of the 2016 school year, he was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Right.
And he's been battling that ever since. And last month, matter of fact, there was a story that came out, had a local news, Channel 8 did a news story on him that people might have seen, that he got some great news. He found out that his recently learned his scans were clean. He still has some issues to work through. I think he still has some chemo that he's doing, but that was great news. We just found that out. Like I said, he just shared that publicly. I know we had some information out homecoming week, which worked out really well. His, Spence's wife, Christina, also works for us. She's our volunteer coordinator. She's housed at the high school, but she works district-wide. I know often I talked about the need for volunteers, but they have three kids. Riley, who actually was in the homecoming court, she's a senior for us. Riley, she's a great athlete for us, by the way. She's one of our cross-country runners, and matter of fact, she's been out taking several college visits. She's going to be a Division I runner for us. She's visited, I know, all the state schools, and she's been up to Kansas State as well, so she has a bright future. Brady, their eighth-grade boy, he's at Central Middle School, and then Cy is a third grader at Wayside, so they are Bruins through and through, and so we're really pleased to have that update on Coach Rigdon. But also wanted to share with the community, I know the community's been very supportive of Spence. A lot of people know Spence. Like I said, he's been a Bruin his whole life. Mm-hmm. And that if folks would like to contribute to help them, there is an account set up at Bank First. So once again, that's at Bank First downtown through Angel Bradshaw. She's the contact person if people would like to help with those medical expenses, because like I said, he still has some work ahead of him. However, he just found out, like I said, last month that his scans are clean and things are progressing as well as they can.
Certainly, so we're just a major milestone.
Yes, and I want to share that with our community. We are very, very pleased about that, and so we want to share that with everyone.
Well, that's great. As long as we're talking about, since Spence has a cross-country runner in the family, they're doing well.
They are. We're very proud of our cross-country program. Our girls have won the state championship the last 3 years. And our boys won state championship last year. So we're the defending champion in boys and girls in 6A. They're regional will be this week, And then they'll head down to state in Edmond on Saturday. I believe that's the 28th. And we fully expect them to win a couple more state championships for us. And I know they will do their best. And so, you're right, Riley, she's typically our fastest girl. Mm-hmm. That's been in that program too. So we're very excited. David Ayers, as the head coach there, Bon Bennett, those two are really the leaders of the high school program. We have a strong running community here. We're fortunate to have, resources like the Pathfinder, and we have a lot of support for running, and it shows at our high school level, and we mm-hmm. have a lot of kids in the program, which is what it takes, and it's very competitive just to get to, if you're on a cross-country team and you just get to run at state, you get to be one of our top five runners, you are an excellent runner. Yeah. And so we're really looking forward to seeing how they come out next week.
And I don't care what team you root for, when you get to that end of the year postseason play or whatever it might be, depending on the sport, that expectation is there. We're going to make it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So really proud of those guys, because it's hard. Our kids run against the largest schools in the state. There's no divisions in cross-country. I mean, it's every kid that, it's a large school, and we've really been dominant there. So it's really fun.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. I think sometimes we can divisionalize ourselves too far. But
that's exactly right. These kids really work hard, and really it's good to see them get some credit, because there's a lot of, when they have a cross-country meet, it's not like we talked about a football game where everyone comes in town. You get to see them, physically see them run. Yeah, it's hard to do that at a cross-country meet.
You can stand here and you can watch them go by, and then for you it's over.
That's exactly right. I know last year was the first year I personally went to the state meet, and I'll be going back this year to support our kids. But it's a lot of fun, and mm-hmm. it's really neat. I know that when you at that environment, and there's kids from all over the state, and from Norman, Edmond, Jinx, all those kind of places too. They recognize Bartlesville's prowess, and it's really fun to see. So really looking forward to watching that next Saturday.
Okay, well, we hope that at least some of the community can turn out for that and either be there when they start or be standing at the finish line waiting for them.
That's right. And typically we've done some sort of a send-off on Friday. They've headed down, and I haven't seen any information about that. So that's a Friday after fall break, and mm-hmm. so we will definitely will publicize that if folks would like to participate. It's a fun event for kids. They'll have a little kickoff and have them leave typically at the high school and kind of get them headed out of town down to Edmond on next Friday. But we'll let you know. I'm sure Mr. Huff will be sharing that if that comes together.
We'll try to put that down when his time comes up later this week.
Perfect.
We'll spend some time with him. But again, I know there were some things on the business meeting Monday night that we don't want to talk about, but I want to stick one more thing in the sandwich here, because if I don't, I'll forget about the foundation. They've got a big fundraiser going on.
I appreciate that. We announced at our last board meeting, but our foundation, we've asked them to continue to raise funds for our STEM initiative. We've expanded to our elementary schools. We're teaching the computer science module mm-hmm. this year to all kindergarten through fifth graders. Our foundation raised $85,000 last year. ConocoPhillips kicked in $35,000 to help make that happen. This year, they've bitten off. They're raising funds. They have a $100,000 goal, and what that is to help us for future years to continue to expand beyond computer science. There's biomedical and engineering mm-hmm. Across our elementary schools. So our foundation has started that. They've kicked off that fundraiser, and I can tell the community that I know that occasionally I'll have different community groups. They may hear me speak, or they may see something in the newspaper. I know we received recently, I got a call from the Bartlesville Realtors Association, and they want to donate funds to help the school. And this is where those monies go. This is something that helps every kid, every elementary kid in our school. And so if people are interested in donating, they are set. The Public School Foundation is set up through the Bartlesville Community Foundation. Yeah. I think that people are familiar with that.
So, and for the donor, you get that extra 501c3 status, so everybody benefits.
It's truly a win-win. And this is the type of thing that I hope that we get to a point with our state funding that we don't have to rely so heavily on our community to do these progressive things. However, this is where we are, and so this is the best we can do at this time, and really excited about moving forward in our community support, and so thankful for the foundation and their leadership for taking this on.
Sounds great. We'll take a break and update you on this week's school board meeting when we continue with Superintendent McCauley in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our community connection with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, the school board got to recognize the National Merit Commended Students and National Merit Semifinalists Monday night.
That's right. That's always a fun thing to do. We had seven seniors that were recognized in our National Merit Program. Ms. Chancellor from the high school, she came and recognized those kiddos. So Lucas Cochran, Sarah Covell, Hannah Lindsay, Greta Olson, Marcus Clavoon, James Martinez, and Zach Woods. Those seven kids were all recognized, four of which are semifinalists. Three are commended students. And so we're very pleased with their, and actually all of them were there, I believe, except for Zach, and so them and their parents. So that's always a fun time to recognize them. And so really appreciate their dedication and their hard work, and wish those four semifinalists the best of luck as they continue on in the competition.
Absolutely. The next round of releases typically not till after the first of the year.
Usually we find out around January how many of those kids go on and become finalists. And we have that's something that I'm always proud that we always have one of the largest numbers of kids that qualify for that across the state. In terms of that National Merit Program.
That's great. Yeah, we can talk about all the other great things that go on cross country and band and everything else, but the other part, that's the mission. So
that's why we're here. That's exactly right. So really, really proud of those kids and their parents, because it really starts at home with them too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to always say that it's the result of the entire educational career. The high school gets the public credit, but these kids have been on that path since pre-K.
That's exactly right. And there, Ms. Chancellor, when she introduced them, talked about these kids have been, in our school district since kindergarten or pre-kindergarten. So they're at elementary school for 7 years. So it takes, obviously, and they have them at home starting reading early and all the support that comes along with that too. So you're right. It starts with the parents, and then we continue on and take them. But it's not just the high school for sure.
Yeah. The school board passed the fiscal year budget, and I think the public kind of was at first glance would say, well, of course you did. You need to pass a budget. Sure. But it's still a process of trying to determine early in the fiscal year, where you're going to be by the end of the fiscal year.
That's exactly right. And we had some good discussion along with that. Our chief financial officer is David Boggs, who he's relatively new to us. We've had him now for a couple of months, and he's doing a great job for us. We hired him. He'd been in Owosso the last 15 years in the same role, so we're pleased to have him. Typically for us, in terms of the budgeting process, really in the springtime, that's when really we are working through changes for the following year, because we have to work through those, because so many of them are tied to personnel, and you're really making your best guess on the revenue side, what that's going to look like in terms of making changes for the future. But so this is kind of the next step in the process in the fall. You know, last month we approved the estimate of needs, and then this month they actually approved the budget. And it's as Mr. Boggs reported that we had planned for reduced spending this year. And the good news is, looking at our expenses so far, we're actually a little better than what we planned for, which is a good thing. We have a good handle on the expense side. It's that revenue issue with the state we'd like some support, a little more support with, because for us, The way that works is our teachers, most of our employees, they get paid in September. That's their first check of the year. Mm-hmm. So really, once you run that first payroll in September, that's really when you have the best indication of it. Because really, beyond that point, personnel-wise, those expenses stay pretty flat.
Well, and typically, I know we start school seemingly earlier and earlier every year, but typically that it would be, you know, I'll say late in August before they're actually in the classroom doing stuff. So it's kind of like, okay, we start the fiscal year in July, but we're not really spending the money until later.
Right.
You've got to catch up and figure out where you're going to be.
That's right. We have, you know, we've got some folks, some district folks that work, you know, all 12 months and do that too, but the most of our staff, which is our teaching, as Bell Storm, obviously when school year starts, and we typically start mid-August, and those folks start, and so that September payroll, that's the first true telltale sign of where you are on that personnel expense side. Which that payroll expense, you know, that's over 90% of our operating budget.
Yeah, I was going to say it varies by percent or two sometimes, but it's always 90% or so. So
that's exactly right. Yeah, I think it's a little bit higher than that now too. So, but yes, that was approved, and obviously we're planning. You know, we're preparing for the worst, and obviously we're in a special session, and we're hopeful that doesn't impact us. We're hoping they can get that resolved without impacting public schools. We're obviously preparing for in case they do some across the board cuts, which at this point would really be devastating to us. But we're hopeful that doesn't happen, but we are prepared for that.
Yeah, I think particularly this year, I would not be. Would not want to be part of those discussions. It's going to, okay, there's still only going to be so many dollars as far as the state has, and they need to look at education, and it's a large, loud voice for education, but there's also highways and other things that have to be. It's a tough job.
That's exactly right. It's really frustrating when, you know, these decisions should have been finished in May, and so now that we're in a special session still dealing with it's very hard to make a budget when you don't know for sure how much money you're going to get.
Yeah. For anybody.
Exactly.
Just in the few minutes that we got left, there were several other items on and I know that the construction update typically is a big part of the meeting because we've been doing a lot of work.
We have been. Fortunately, we are about finished with, we had several, you know, from that August 2016 bond issue, we had several. It's been very, very busy summer. However, we're really down to one. We've got some finishing touches on some things, but the last major project that we have is at Custer Stadium, down at the lowest level of Custer Stadium, some locker room, some renovating some spaces, and that is going, that's progressing on schedule. We're scheduled to occupy those the 1st of December. And what those will result in is locker room facilities for our spring sports. Football is also, 8th and 9th grade football and visiting football is impacted. Those obviously won't be ready for this season because we're almost finished, but they will be for next. But for our cross country, for our track, soccer, and tennis teams, they'll have some new spaces. They'll have renovated spaces.
Sure.
And so Gorman Construction is doing that in town. So I wanted to mention that on the construction side. Also wanted to mention we have a middle school math and science night that's coming up. There's been some press about that on Monday, November 6th at Madison Middle School at 6 p.m. So Monday, November 6th. This will be the second year that we've done this. It's a hands-on math and science night. Really, ConocoPhillips is a big sponsor of this. Teresa Miller, who's a science teacher over at Madison, she's really been the driving force behind that. Last year we had over 200 middle school kids show up on a Monday night. ConocoPhillips has had scientists fly out from Houston, and they do some hands-on, really do some fun activities in the math and science world related to that STEM fields. They're also going to be giving away some technology like Apple watches. And also they're going to select at least one child, but possibly more. But I know at least one they'll select to be a day in the life of a scientist, and they'll, as long as their parents permit, will be flying down to Houston and spend a day with the scientists to see what that's all about. So that's on Monday, November 6th, and so we're really excited about that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because this is from memory. I think that's open to all area students.
Thank you, Charlie, for mentioning that. They are expanding that. Last year they really focused on just our middle school students, but that's open to all, whether they're homeschool, private school, or even in the area. You know, they're welcome to come to that too. So any middle school age kid and parents, come on out at Madison Middle School on Monday, November 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay, sound like a great evening. We just got about a minute left, and rather than open up another topic, the schools always need volunteers. Spring, winter, it doesn't matter.
we'd love your help. And so I mentioned Christina Rigdon earlier. Yep, she's at the high school. There's her information is on the website. That's the starting point. If you're interested in volunteering, there's a clearinghouse process to go through with Christina. I know many folks have a particular tie to one school. Maybe their kid went there. Maybe they live close to there, too. I promise you, if you'd like to help us, we can use your help. So we encourage you to do so.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you get a hold of her at the high school?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you so much. We're finishing up fall sports and transitioning. Well, winter sports. Individual, I think, starts earlier than some of the team sports, but making that transition.
Yeah, we're just about there. We've finished up our volleyball and softball seasons. Cross country, we'll be finishing up, like I mentioned, the end of the month. Our marching band, their marching season is almost over. They're headed to St. Louis this weekend. Wish them the best of luck. And their state competition is next week. Yep. And then we'll be getting into those winter sports, which, you know, basketball, wrestling, and swimming. We'll be starting up here next month.
Thanks. But Chuck McCauley this morning on 1400 K1.
I'm Sean Carey. The EMSA board has accepted CEO Stephen Williamson's resignation.